So, Hare Krishna. Today I have a request to you. I think you noticed that the motto of today is to bring you to a deeper state of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And I would like to continue doing this by making something which is quite amazing. I would like to bring you into a state of yoga nidra today. Yoga nidra, my dear devotees, please, Hare Krishna. Yoga nidra is something else than you might think it is. It is a state where you are totally aware, totally relaxed, but totally relaxed at the same time. And when all the stress and all the tension which is there within us due to our karma and to our experiences, when that is gone, and we make a contact with the Lord in the heart, a tremendous amount of inspiration can come, and also of rejuvenation and healing. See, the human body is inhabited by the owner and the one who rents it. And the owner keeps the human body alive. He is in charge of all the differences, different projects in the body. Just like an owner of a house is in charge of the wiring, the lighting, the light system. If that breaks something in your house, it's the owner's duty to repair it. Now, the owner, of course, is Krishna, is Paramatma, whereas you are only the one who rents it. You rent it for a little time. But you think you are the owner, and that's when all the problems start. So in yoga nidra, we relax. And you will see muscles, you don't even know that they exist. Relax. Thoughts, which you don't even know you had, will be relaxed. And you will become calm and still, and at that time the owner will take over. Krishna will take over and heal your body and mind, and give you good inspirations and strengths to go into your next experience of the japa retreat. Your next experience of japa. Hare Krishna, it's not... I'm sorry, I said something I didn't mean. So I would like to take you into this guided experience today. It will be unforgettable for you. It can be very mystical. And I know that a few of you will give a lot of sound. You will go into a rest. And that's all right for you, because I will do it in such a way that you will respond to my guidance and my directions from the subconscious level. But at the same time, I will request those who are still alive to just give a little sign, because I know if Gaurahari starts snoring, you will just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh, and then there is no yoga nidra, there is a laughter yoga session, so that this doesn't happen. Those who will sit next to Gaurahari, if he should, you know, start his music, his ragas, the midnight rag. then you can just stop him doing his midnight raga. Hare Krishna. Devotees are just very, very special. I know when it... So how to do this? I thought, because this will be a spiritual yoga nidra, of course, that we should go into a little exercise whereby we chant a mantra. I will go with you through this exercise. So, we will first just stay like we are. Later for the yoga nidra, I will make two divisions in the temple room, one for Matajis and one for men, so that everything is safe and you feel happy. But for now, I just request you to sit properly. You know by now what it means to sit properly. Anuradha, you can look at the others and see what they do. And for a moment, just become aware of your breathing. Just observe your breath. When you breathe in, observe how the breath rises upwards in your nostrils. And when you breathe out, observe how the breath falls and sinks and goes out of your nostrils. Now, whenever you breathe out, think of yourself becoming more heavy. You will sit straight as you have learned it, spine erect. Whenever you breathe out, think of yourself becoming more heavy, that is, giving yourself into the lap of Mother Earth. We aim into a state of consciousness where we have relaxed our body. But where we are very alert, very awake, very conscious. Now I request you to imagine that your body is like a shirt or a pullover, just some type of garment which you are now putting onto a hanger. Hanger are those things which you find in the hospital where you can put your pullover or shirt or coat. You just put your body there and you let it hang, while at the same time sitting very straight with your shoulders in place and your spine. This body of yours is the temporary residence for you, the soul. And we will now try to sanctify this body or this residence by chanting the sacred syllable Ram. We will first imagine that we are in the cathedral of our body. We are sitting on the benches inside this cathedral or church, and we direct the syllable Ram into this lower part of the cathedral of our body, to that part where we sit, I will one time say the syllable Ram alone, then with all of you together. Three more times, please. Now we will move higher in the cathedral of sound. We will move above our heads, there where the chandeliers are in our body. This would correspond to the area of the heart. I will say it one time alone, then we will all say it together. One more time. We will now move higher to the highest form or point in this cathedral of sound. It's in the top, in the dome, in the highest place of the dome. And here we will chant the syllable Ram all together 6 times. I will first chant it alone, and then after me we chant it together. Now we will chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we will focus our attention there where the light is in the cathedral of sound, where the chandelier is, where the bulbs is. It's in our body, the area of the heart. I will once chant the Hare Krishna mantra alone, and then we will all chant it together in the same voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Hare Krishna. This is just an exercise which attempts to bring you closer into contact with the tremendous power of sound vibration, and to let you feel really how Krishna's holy name is so strong, and that there's everything inside the holy name. Now, we will go on a little journey, a journey which will bring us in contact with the Super Soul, and we will chant from there. And for this, I request a little bit your cooperation. I will request you to lie down, but I think it is best if the men lie down in this part of the temple room, and then the Matajis go in the other part of the temple room, then, because you will be very much relaxed and relieved. And we can just bring the chairs, the stolitsas, we can pile them on top of each other. Gaurahari. Oh, Gaurahari. Gaurahari. Put already the music. No, actually, no. No. The men can all lay down with their head facing the altar. Yeah. And go. And the Matajis also, yes, head facing the altar. How do we do this with a translation? Can you... For the Matajis, okay. Oh, he says he has already. So Hare Krishna, please. We can make a picture and send this to BBT, our Jabba retreat. It's all right, yes. Dhammagupji. That's the best asana. So, Hare Krishna, Jai Gopi, please lay down. Krishna Jivani, good night. No, and Yoga Nidra, yes. Our, you still need a place. One parking. Is there a place for you, the husband of Sharada, or will you sit on it? You have found place? You can also sit on the chair, yes. Sitting is all right. Anuradha, quick, find a place. Peace holiday. So, Hare Krishna... Malini Priya, please. Psh. Gaura Hari. I want to welcome you for this guided experience of Yoga Nidra. Psst. This will be bringing you to the deepest levels of your consciousness. You will relax and you will experience most properly the divine presence of the Super Soul. Please comfortably adjust your body. Place your feet a foot apart from each other, if it is possible. And your arms a little bit by the side, if it's possible. It's important that throughout the entire experience you do not move and you do not fall asleep. If you hear your neighbor starting the midnight raga, please gently and kindly just do them. Now, my dear Matajis, please, we want to go deep. Now, if you would start to just laugh and enjoy yourself, we can't do this exercise. So kindly remain silent. Collect yourself. Take a deep breath, and while you exhale, let go of everything which is attention in you. You had a long day, a long week, which has brought some amazing insights to you in your spiritual life. You also had to make an effort. But now, in this ancient yoga technique, just let go. Empty your face of all expressions. Relax. Throughout this entire time, I request you to remain motionless, totally aware and awake. Do not fall asleep. As you will enter deeper and deeper into more subtle levels of relaxation, you will see how your body, mind and heart and the soul come together. You do not have to make anything happen. Just relax. Observe and see what happens in your mind and in your body. Now we will go into the next phase. Start breathing in and out, and while you breathe in, feel how your lungs are filling from bottom to top, almost as if you would pour water into a water container. It would fill from the bottom to the top with water. And when you breathe out, reverse the process and empty your lungs from top to bottom. Now start doing this breathing. follow exactly the directions which you have received. Fill your lungs from the bottom to the top. And then when you exhale, take the air out from the top and to the bottom. Observe how your belly, your abdomen expands as you breathe in and contracts as you breathe out. Just observe. Create no stress or any tension in this process. With each breath, visualize and feel that your body is now renewed and revitalized with a new life force. Feel in your mind how with each breath the mind becomes more clear. Krishna describes that he is the prana which enters you. So welcome Krishna as you breathe in. Now go even more into a state of stillness. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, you really have to help me when you start the midnight raga and finish. Okay. Take it deep. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees. Now kindly raise very heavily. My dear devotees, now I request you that you sit up facing the altar. My dear devotees, I must tell you very much, I'm very sorry, I can't do it. In this case, it's not your fault, it is my fault. I just, when I see Vaishnavas, you know, and we are just what we are. We will never be like these yogis. As long as there is Mother Yanti on the planet, she will just laugh and now be very still. So I want to say, remain how you are. It's good enough. It's very good. I'm sorry. Should we try? But what will we do with Mara Yanti, who gives all the time? Mara Yanti, I think you might you can you Babana also has to go. No, but these are first class devotees. What should we do? Try one more time? It, what do you think, Devashi Narada? Babada, you just did the midnight raga and and no translation maybe. Yeah, it doesn't work. No, honestly, I'm your servant, and we don't have to do this exercise. It's not the must of the japa retreat. But what did I want to say? I'm also not disturbed if we can't do it. I designed this for non-devotees, you know. I knew if I try it with devotees, especially with the joyful Balkanitska devotees. But you think we should try?
Yes.
All right. So, no translation. Okay, let's try again. And Gorahari, no laughing. Okay, my dear devotees, second attempt. And Govindananda, will you help the devotees when they start the midnight ragas? You know, Govindananda, but you can't laugh. If you laugh, then I am also finished. Yes. See, the idea here is to totally let go of all the tensions which are in our minds and in our bodies. And like Sasha told us, it's all right, you know, because we are so tensed that when we start to relax, then it has to come out like a ventil, and one is wild laughter. It is natural, but I think we had now our laughter, and we have let our tension is out now, hopefully. And oh, Mataji, no translation, Satyabhama. Let him rest, you know, but no snoring. Yes. We have stopped the translation in Croatian, and you can tell him that there will be no translation. He should just relax. Yes.
yeah, yeah. But Satyabhama, what is with you? You have to... No? Okay? Okay. Yeah. Now we will enter into subtler and deeper levels of relaxation. As you are now in this situation, I would like you to just experiment with the sound. We will again say the sound Ram. I would say it one time alone, and then we will say it together. Moment, we have to go a little. Ram, Ram, Ram. Three times more. Ram. We will continue to chant this, but now we will just experience the sound of this holy name in the Hare Krishna mantra, this name Ram. We will just try to experience what it does in us. We will remain totally relaxed, just open to the experience of the sound as it expands from us, from inside of us, and then goes back through the ears and goes through our whole existence. Remember, we want to stop absent-minded chanting. We want to be absolutely present to the holy name. This is what we will now experience. We want to be totally present to the holy name. There's nothing else at this moment in our life. We don't even have to exercise any endeavor to sit or to converse. We are just here able and ready to experience the sound of Ram. I will do it once again. And then we will do six times. And this time we will give ourselves totally to the experience of Ram. Ram. One more time.
just be silent for a moment and just feel what this chanting did to you. Just notice the energy pulsating through your body. Notice how this energy of the sound vibration, the transcendental sound, is still there in the body, expanding and spreading throughout your whole being. Concentrate on this flood of energy. Feel how this energy goes to every cell of your body. Now I request you to go in your mind into your heart space. You know that you are there, the soul. But much more significant than this miracle is the divine presence of the Lord who's there within your heart. He has been there with you and protected you and guided you for so much of your life here in this material universe. The Lord has given you strength and also courage to face all the challenges that you have encountered in your life. Sometimes you couldn't accept his protection fully. Sometimes you could not accept his guidance fully. At least for this time of this particular experience of Yoga Nidra, accept his protection fully. And accept his guidance fully. Keep all your attention in that heart space where you know that the Lord is present. From this moment on, do absolutely nothing on your own. Just relax and respond directly to my guidance. Try to feel and be what I say. We will enter now a space of deep faith so that we can receive. Our consciousness is now in this state. I remain completely relaxed and receptive to whatever the Lord gives me. I enter now into this place of my heart. I'm at complete peace when I am in this place. I give myself completely into the hands of the Lord, who's residing within the heart. I'm open to the Lord. I give up my resistance and I'm totally open. Now, I will chant the mantra to Lord Paramatma. I will only say his name. And you kindly just listen to this name and see what it does within you. Hung sa. Hamsa, 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 Now, I request you to remain totally alert and awake. Experience now heaviness going through every part of your body. I will name different areas of your body. And please bring your attention to these parts of the body and feel how they become heavy with weight. Now bring your whole attention to the areas that I name. Bring your attention to the toes and soles of your feet. The toes and the soles of your feet. Feel that. Bring your attention there. Feel that that heaviness is developing in your feet. Then extending to your ankles. Feel how your ankles become heavy. Just observe how they really become heavy. And go towards the center of gravity. The center of the earth. Feel how the calves are going heavy. Feel how the knees are going heavy. Feel how the thighs are going heavy. The pelvic area. The entire back. Now your abdomen, your stomach, your belly, heavy. Your chest. Feel how it's really drawn to the center of the earth, heavy. Your shoulders. How they become heavy. Your arms,
how they become heavy. Your thumbs, your forefingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, and little fingers. Go back to the neck. The neck is becoming heavy. The chin, very heavy. The lips, let your lips be slightly open and relax. Now your nose, your eyelids, heavy, heavy. Your forehead. Experience now how the whole body is very dense and heavy. Like a stone, allow your body to sink deeper and deeper into the waters of heaviness, stillness, and silence. Allow your body to totally relax and become heavy. Watch your body. You are still there. You are not the body. You are a soul. You can witness this. How you are so different from that body. That heavy material body made out of dense, concentrated matter. Now, we are going to reverse the whole process and bring lightness to the body. It will become light, like a cloud, a little fluffy also. Actually, feel how the different parts become light and fluffy. We will start at the top of the head. Feel how the top of your head becomes light, like a cloud. The forehead. Feel how it becomes light, like a cloud. Relax your eyelids, they're becoming light. Not heavy, light. Relax your nose more, it's becoming light. Your lips, your chin, your neck, and the shoulders, they become so light now. Both of your arms, feel them. Just become relaxed. Feel how the palms of your hands become light. The thumbs, forefingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, little fingers. Your chest becomes fluffy and light, like a cloud. Your abdomen, the entire back. The pelvis region becomes light, like a cloud. The thighs, light. The knees,
light like a cloud. The calves, ankles, soles, feel the soles, light like a cloud. Now, at this deepest level of relaxation, you can come in a deep communion and exchange with the Super Soul, with the Lord in the heart. Pray to the Super Soul, "My Lord, please give me strength for my spiritual life. Pray, please accept me. Pray, please give me service. Pray, please, Rakshaman, protect me. Now you can slowly leave your physical body for a moment. With your subtle body, float out of the body and go into the space above your physical body. You're not identical with that physical body. See your physical body lying there in Croatia, in this hall. What is your dress which you have today? What color? Look into the face of your physical body. What type of... I only know the Croatian word, frisura, the hairdress or hairstyle do you have? Is your hair short? Is it long? Is there a parting somewhere? You are not the body. You are the witness of your body. The body is a part of the material universe. Just like the floor is matter, so the body is also made of matter. Now let your subtle body come down and again go into your physical body. Recognize that you have a tremendous amount of freedom. Now kindly go back with your attention into the heart space and just listen to that mantra of the Super Soul. Hang sa, hang sa. sa hum sa hum sa hum sa hum sa hum sa hum sa. We will now again experience the power of the divine sound by very slowly saying the name of Ram. I will chant it one time alone, and then we will all chant it together 6 times. Long inhale last time. Stay with this experience. How do you feel with this sound? Let the sound and its subtle effect pulsate through you. It's still there. Let it fill your whole being with transcendental Krishna conscious energy. As you stay in this space, stay in gratitude. Be grateful that the Lord is there in your heart, ready to guide and protect you. Be grateful. You have prayed for yourself to be protected and accepted. You have prayed for service. Now I request you to pray for others who are dear, that they also are accepted and protected. For a moment, internally, in your mind, pray even for the entire world, like Prahlad Maharaj, who prayed that everyone will be uplifted. Exclude no one. Include everyone. Now very, very slowly bring your awareness back to your body and begin to recognize the space in which you are, this temple room. Hear the sounds of the birds outside. Gradually, you can open your eyes now. Remain lying for still some time. Start to bring some movement into your feet. Maybe move your hands. Very gradually, give yourself the time you have just been on a journey where you met yourself, the eternal soul, and where you were standing before the Lord residence in your heart. This is always with you, this experience. You are an eternal soul, and the Lord is always there in your heart. He will always accept you like He has done through the many lifetimes He's with you. He will always extend His love to you. There's really only one problem: to be separated from the Lord, and all problems stop when we are connected with Him. You can now take your hands and rub them, and then put them on the eyes. Like palming, it's called palming. And then, as you take your hands away from your eyes, look into the hands as if you are seeing them for the first time. And now, slowly, slowly come up and sit with your face facing the Alta and Radha Konya Vihari. Please don't start talking and laughing immediately. Now I request you that we just chant together in one voice the mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra. I will chant one time alone and then we chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Gaura Hari. What is with your music? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we will just, for the end of this exercise, sing a little kirtan. Please remain in that inner space which you have created.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Kunya Vihari, Radha Kunya Vihari, Radha Kunya Vihari, Radhe. Jaya Radha Kunya Vihari, Radha Kunya Vihari, Radha Kunya Vihari, Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Daya, Gauranitai.
Hare Krishna. It's a journey, isn't it? And we did this kirtan mostly to bring you into your normal state of consciousness with loud chanting and temperament. Now I would really like to ask you for some what came up for you. Do you understand this way of asking? What came up for you? What appeared in your consciousness? Or what happened to you? There's Leelananda, and there is Nupur, and there's Lalita Madhava. There's many of you, Mathura Nanda. Yes, Lalita Nanda, what came up for you?
In the moment, the body wasn't here. Mm. And the wonderful emotion was when I can chant even without the body.
Yeah. The best, yeah. Thank you, Leelananda. We don't need the body. Yeah. It's best to be. Yes, someone. Whom did I call upon? Lalita Madhava, yes.
When you said, first you said we should get more on the ground, mm-hmm. and then we got light. And
yes.
When we got light, I had the vision that Krishna was carrying me, and I could myself let myself fall into the arms of Krishna, and it was like... I don't know. Somehow feel like be born and or to be in the was heißt Schoß
in the lap
of a mother, and also it feels like dying. It's like dying and to be born again. The same.
Same
as it would be the same state. So, but feeling very free from my body and mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. This is very significant because Lalita Madhava is a book dealer. He has many, many books, and most of the books are about Einheitsbewusstsein, unity consciousness, or we would say Mayavad. here, Lalita Madhava, the book dealer, is saying, I was carried by the arms of Krishna. This is a very significant point. This is to be noted. Uh-huh. Yes, thank you. It felt like being reborn and dying. It is very similar. You know our Bhakti Tirtha Swami, he always repeated this famous saying, die to live. You know, something has to die, the material ego, so that something else can live, the spiritual side. He used to say this. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was someone else, I don't remember. I remember Mathura Nandan had... Who? Oh yeah, Nupur. No, how could we forget Nupur? Please, Nupur. No, please give Nupur the microphone.